Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is our Grammy wrap-up. Tony Beasley and I go through our picks. We both picked 18 different categories of what will win in the Grammys. You obviously know what will win, or you don't. I don't know. Maybe you just randomly downloaded a podcast. Well, hello. Thank you for randomly downloading the podcast and listening. It takes a lot of follow-through to actually listen to something. I appreciate it. Kudos to you, dear listener. Anyways, it's fun. I don't know. It's a thing. We talk about music and blah, blah, blah. Like, there aren't enough podcasts of people talking about music. We're finally filling that void that everyone's been itching to fill. That sounds great. Anyways, yeah, that's the show. It's a pretty short one. We'll get to the live show tomorrow. But I wanted to let everybody know one quick thing. I wrote a column. It's about the talk show and other things. Today's column that went up today on Valentine's Day, 2/14/12, in the year of our Lord, was about not the talk show. It was about my upcoming wedding. I'm engaged to the woman I love, and we're going to get married, regardless of whether or not this one thing happens. But if this one thing happens, it will be an even better wedding. Or not. I don't want to say that, because then if it doesn't happen, people will feel weird. It's going to be cool either way. I want Iggy Pop, and this is not a joke, I'm an idiot. I want Iggy Pop to sing the processional and recessional at the wedding ceremony. This is not a joke. You can read the column. It's called Help Me Iggy Pop, or Help Me Iggy. I don't know what they call it. I just submit it, and I give them a potential title. They do what they want. It's great. So, yeah, it's called Help Me Iggy, and it's at brightestyoungthings.com, or you could just go to youmethemeverybody.com. It's the post underneath this Grammy wrap-up post. So this is not a joke. I want Iggy Pop to sing at my wedding. Our wedding, whatever. I don't, the royal R. If you know Iggy Pop and you're listening to this show, I'm not saying, like, make this happen. No. I'm just, let the man know. Let James know that this is going on. That's all I'm asking. As long as he knows and says no, I'm fine. I just want him to know. I'm not going to stop this campaign until he at least knows that it exists and says no. I obviously want a yes or a maybe. I feel like we could work with those. If he says no, I completely understand. It's a weird request. It's the only one we have. We're not having a themed wedding where it's not like a Toddlers and Tiaras type thing. We're like, this is the thing. We're not. There's not a color theme. There's no God in our wedding. It's just we love each other. We want everyone to have fun. We're going to have a good time together. And Iggy Pop, to me, symbolizes everything awesome in the world, specifically two of the songs that I want him to sing. Read the column to find out more. Anyways, here's the Grammy wrap-up. Tony and I have fun talking about things. Stay tuned in the next few weeks. We're going to do our Oscar picks and wrap-up. Really, it's a way for us to bet for award ceremonies because there's no football right now. It's kind of boring. So that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. And here's Tony Beasley and I with our Oscar. No, not it. That's not it at all. Here's Tony Beasley and I with our Grammy wrap-up thing. Enjoy the show. All right, so Tony and I bet on the Grammys, blah, blah, blah. We all watched the Grammys. Highest rating since 1984 when Thriller won everything that it was up for. This one was highest rated in a long time for totally different reasons. Equally absurd reasons, obviously, the Whitney Houston, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? She's dead. Did that shock you at all?
Did it shock me that it was a high rating or that she died?
Whitney died.
Kind of shocking. It wasn't not someone that I had thought about in a long time, frankly.
Okay.
You put it pretty well when you said that it was pretty unpredictable that Bobby Brown outlived her.
Yes, that's the only unpredictable part of this entire process. But in a way, it kind of makes sense that he outlived her because he's been doing it a little bit longer and he didn't have the money and he knew how to actually handle his drugs.
Yeah, I didn't know how she was doing. I didn't know what she was up to. And it was sad, but Is it sad?
I mean, it's not good, but it's not like a tragedy.
It's sad in the sense that it's sad when someone dies.
I agree. That is true. On a note of someone dying, let's start our categories. Tony and I picked, I think it's like 18. Let's count them really quick. 1, 2, 3. Say something so I don't just count on a microphone.
I wanted to say that I thought the Grammys got off to a very morbid start, if you'll notice, when Bruce Springsteen asked the crowd, "Is everyone alive out there, America, or something?"
No, not everyone was alive.
The first words of the Grammys, and the answer was, yeah, but some people are not alive.
That's true. That is true. We bet on 18 of the top 24 categories. When I say top 24, I mean listed on the Grammy website 1 through 24. This is not an opinion of us saying that country music is worse than rap and rap is better than rock. That's just the way it's rated. Fair enough?
Sure.
Fair enough. All right, so let's start We had Best Rap Album. We started there, number 24. I am shocked that I did not pick this. The winner was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. We both had Watch the Throne. I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy deserved to win that record. I think you were rooting for the Carter Four, but I'm not sure.
I was rooting for Watch the Throne. I thought that was my favorite album out of those nominees.
Out of those five, I think the right one won. I just didn't have my money on the right one. So we're both 0-0. Best Rap Song, All of the Lights won from the same album, which I think is one of the weakest songs on that album. And it features Fergie.
Where was Kanye, by the way?
Kanye just wasn't there. He just didn't show up. I don't blame him. Why not? Why show up?
Well, it's weird. It's like him. It's not like him to miss out on a thing where he's going to win a lot of stuff.
If he was performing, I think it'd be different. If he was up for actual album of the year instead of just rap album of the year. Because I've heard 21, and I've heard My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was the album of the year. But there's no way in hell it was going to go to him. So he wasn't even nominated. It was absurd. Okay, so moving on. Number 22, Best Raps / Song Collaboration. All of the Lights, I had I Need a Doctor, you had What's My Name. We are 0-3 at this point in the evening.
Good stuff.
Did any of this shock you at all?
No, not really. Okay. I mean, how can anybody really be shocked at anything that happens at the Grammys? It's all so arbitrary.
Yeah, some of the performances sometimes are shocking. We'll get to that later, but I think this year was one of the lamest performance years I've ever seen. Sorry, world that cares. I know. Best rap performance, we had Otis. Otis won. We're tied at one. Eh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Best R&B album, we decided not to vote on this because we both were going to vote for people that we didn't want to win. Or I know I didn't want Chris Brodner to win, and he didn't end up winning that record of so from best R&B album, so that's a thing. So that's
I know about as much about R&B as I do about country, in fairness.
I think I know a little bit about both. Moving on. Best alternative music record. I had Bon Iver, you had Bon Iver. Bon Iver wins. At this point, Tony and I are tied for two. Now is where the splits come. Best rock album. We both had Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters won. Does this shock either of us? Absolutely not. That's why we picked it. Number 14, best rock song. I fucked up. I said The Cave by Mumford & Sons. You went with Walk by Foo Fighters. Tony pulls ahead 4-3.
Yeah, that's right. I think they're equally deserving, but it just makes sense that they would group together the Foo Fighters in all the categories that they were nominated.
Yeah, you're completely right. Best hard rock / metal performance, White Limo won. We both had White Limo. That made me happy. I like that song. It's the best Foo Fighters song on that record, hands down. It's track one for those.
Yeah, me too. Too bad it wasn't one of the four awards that they actually handed out on TV.
I didn't even see any of the awards. I was watching Downton Abbey and just following it on Twitter through you.
Oh, no. I actually watched it. So.
No, I'm good. I saw the first half hour, and then as soon as Chris Brown was on, it's like, oh, it's time to watch British Aristocracy. I'm good.
That's probably the only reason I did watch it is because I don't watch Downton Abbey or Luck, or I don't even know what's on Sundays right now. But
Downton Abbey's on Sundays.
I wasn't missing anything else. If it was April, this would be a big problem because I'd be missing Game of Thrones.
I'm not into Game of Thrones.
Or if it was next month, I'd be missing Mad Men.
That's coming out soon.
But it's a lull right now.
All right, we got to go find rock performance here. The way they have this lined up is so stupid. It's essentially the same thing. Rock song versus rock performance. Once again, I went with The Cave. Once again, you went with Walk. You pull ahead. At this point, you're up two. So, though I know more about rock and roll than Tony does, and though Tony knows more about hip-hop, we split on hip-hop, and I lose on rock.
It's Grammy. It's the bastion of irony.
And now we go to dance / electronic music, which you know more about than me. And guess who wins this category? Best dance / electronic album. I went with Skrillex. You went with Cut Copy. It was Skrillex.
I don't know why I picked Cut Copy. I don't like that album. I don't know why I said I thought it was going to win.
I don't know either, man.
Don't know.
Moving on. Number nine. Best dance recording. Once again, I went with Skrillex. You went with Call Your Girlfriend, which was the awesome, awesome Robin song, which I wanted to win. Once again, it was Skrillex. We are tied at this point. So,
are you surprised that Skrillex? Well, no, because you picked him. But like, really, like, are you kind of surprised that Skrillex won those awards?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No, because here's why. All the to Grammy voters, all of this blends together. What does Skrillex have more than anybody else? The easiest name to remember.
A name to remember. Okay.
That's it. I mean, musically, Skrillex is pretty cool. I don't hate what he does. Same with Deadmau5. I actually like Deadmau5 a little bit more. Deadmau5 is not as catchy as Skrillex as a name. Also, the giant mouse head, that's cool. But, like, Daft Punk already did the, like, cool helmet thing. So I'm going to go with the guy that looks like he used to front a thrash band. And he did! So,
yeah.
I mean, it makes
and
sense.
And who did it originally, even before before Daft Punk?
Chemical Brothers? Or the Helmets? Well, are you talking about Helmets Kraftwerk?
Even before them. Yeah, Kraftwerk, maybe.
Yeah, but Kraftwerk didn't have electronics built in, did they?
They might have. I don't know if that technology existed back then.
Yeah, I don't think it did. So anyways, we're tied at this point. Moving on to pop vocal album. We're not stupid. We both with Adele. So Adele obviously won that. Moving on to best pop duo. Hold on. Sorry. I'm using my phone. / pop duo / group performance. I went with Body and Soul from Duets 2. You went with Moves Like Jagger. It went to Body and Soul because they always give it to the dead person.
Yeah, you totally called that one. I don't know why I disagreed.
Best pop solo performance. You went with Someone Like You. I went with Someone Like You. Of course it was going to Adele. Once again, I am up one. Best new artist. Here's where I fuck up. I went with Skrillex. You went with Bon Iver. Bon Iver took it home.
I'm sure Skrillex was in second place, though.
I'm just double checking the numbers up here. At this point, we were 9-9. I don't know. I mean, Nicki Minaj, I think, probably took home a lot of the whatever votes, I guess.
The votes? Is that how they do it? I don't even know.
It is voted on by the Academy, blah, blah, blah. But the Grammy Academy is not like the Oscar Academy. This is a lot more industry, unlike the Oscars, where the whole point of the Oscars is to promote stuff people haven't seen. This is to celebrate things that have already sold. Makes sense?
Sure.
Moving on, Song of the Year, Rolling in the Deep. Rolling in the Deep it is. Album of the Year, 21 it is. Record of the Year, Rolling in the Deep. Rolling in the Deep it is. Meaning Tony and I tied, which means this is a watch, which means our prize for our Oscar picks will be double. Well, last time we did the Oscar picks, I won. It was a $20 DVD. How would you like to do this in the future for the next Oscars? Do you want to have to buy me a $60 gift, or do you want to call it a wash if you win, or do you want to just set up a different $40 gift? How would you like to do this?
Let's have it keep piling on top of each other like a Skins game. So we're gonna make the gift bigger and bigger.
Okay, so if I win, I could either take the DVD and a $40 gift, or I could pick a $60 item. And if you win, you could pick a $40 item or two $20 items, however you see fit.
That sounds fair.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to talk about you want to critique this at all or anything?
Sure.
You watched the entire show, yes?
It was on my TV the entire time.
Okay, so that counts.
Sometimes my eyes were watching it and my ears were listening, and sometimes they weren't.
What was the best performance in your mind?
I don't know. It's tough. I found them all at least somewhat entertaining.
Really?
With the exception of a couple. Like, the Beach Boys thing, I didn't really understand.
Yeah, that was weird.
In fact, even my mom was a staunch critic of the Beach Boys performance on Facebook. She said something like, some reunion shouldn't happen. Sorry, Beach Boys.
So your mom is snarky, yet she decided to apologize to the legendary group.
Yeah, right. You can't be a member of my family without posting snarky stuff on Facebook all the time.
And apparently apologizing about it.
Yeah, I guess if I had to choose one, I think I would actually go with the first Paul McCartney performance. I thought was pretty good.
I don't understand the Paul McCartney hate, and I'm being completely honest. Paul McCartney, out of any musician in the world that plays pop music, he has a song for literally every occasion of his life. Not like, oh, I was doing this at the time, but a song that has perfect lyrics for a wedding, for a funeral, for a weird third date, for a 64 net. Like, he's got a song for everything. McCartney 2, I listened to that album more than any other album last year, and it's a 1980 album. It's the forefront of electronic music. This is also a guy that, like, rocked harder than The Who at The Who's peak. He's a proto-punk pioneer. Like, Paul McCartney has literally done everything yet we're shitting on him because he's like happy and remarried again. I really do not understand the hatred for Paul McCartney.
Well, I didn't know there was hatred, but that saddens me to hear that.
Yeah, it was great. He's great. And I love that he has the stereotypical like obese black drummer too. That's great. Did you see this? Did you see the second McCartney performance where there's a never-ending guitar solo off between three not very good soloing guitarists?
I did. I was completely kind of worn out by the thing at that point, and I was kind of drunk, so I was looking for something else to watch on TV, and I landed on Firefly. On the
How was Firefly?
Show. Firefly is awesome.
There you go. That's a good tip for the listener at home. Firefly is awesome. I watched most of the performances after the fact on the YouTube. I'm good. I don't feel like I missed anything. Nicki Minaj, to me, you thought she was pretty good. I thought it was incredibly disappointing.
Well. I didn't say it was good. I said it was entertaining.
Was it?
I found myself watching it and being intrigued. I don't know if it was good, but it kept my attention, and that's saying a lot.
All right. That's a thing. I was trying to convince Tony. Did you check out that Iggy Pop performance I was telling you about when Iggy and the Stooges inducted Madonna into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but after we talked about that, I found myself listening to Raw Power for a couple hours.
See,
on that.
There you go. That's the best.
It's like a virus.
They didn't give that retroactive Grammys every year since it's been put out, therefore the Grammys mean nothing. Anyways, well, moving on to Chris Brown. He's a piece of shit, we all agree. Moving on from that, Adele.
One thing about the Chris Brown performance.
Yeah.
The stage looked like the video game Q-Bert.
But it was cool. You have to admit the stage itself was fucking cool.
It was cool, and the dudes who were jumping around him.
Yes.
Kind of reminded me of Deflatormouse from the cartoon The Tick.
Okay. That's a good pull. I missed that cartoon. That cartoon was great.
It was a great cartoon.
Did you ever see the short-lived live-action show starring the guy that played Elaine's boyfriend?
Patrick Warburton.
Yes.
I've got it on DVD actually.
Is it any good? Should I rewatch it? Because I remember really enjoying it, but I think I was like 10 when it was on.
No, it's I wanted to like it so bad. I think I bought it because it was in a bargain bin somewhere, but yeah. It's really not very good. The cartoon is phenomenally better.
How many episodes did that cartoon have? I felt like it wasn't on very long.
I think it went through at least 2.5 or 3 seasons.
Okay. I like that. It always revolves around the tick in these Grammy wrap-ups of ours, our classic Grammy wrap-ups.
I wish more things revolved around the tick.
Ditto. All right. What's going to win next year? You got any picks?
Any picks for next year? Gosh, I don't know.
Why not?
That requires me to have more foresight than I have at this stage in my life.
I'm going to go with record of the year. I'm calling it Bruce Springsteen's new record.
Oh, okay. I was going to say something about the Black Keys, but I guess they would have been up this year, right?
Yes, they would have.
I don't know how that works.
It's November to November.
Okay. I'm not sure when El Camino came out.
I am looking it up because they would have been nominated this year. I almost could guarantee that. That's great. But they're not going to win Grammy of the Year, or Record of the Year. They'll win Rock Album of the Year.
I don't know. I mean, Arcade Fire won.
I see why you want to believe that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Really, I just can't think of anything else.
I'm going to go with Springsteen because he opened the show. It's an election year. It's an extremely liberal voting group. It's going to go to Springsteen.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I will note that in the winners that we did not cover, the Book of Mormon won, as it should have, for best, I don't know what it's called, best Broadway thing that's on an album.
That makes sense. And Louis C.K. won for best comedy record.
Hilarious, which I just saw recently.
Did you like it?
It's hilarious.
Isn't it? Really,
it's pretty good. And I've heard that the one he just recently put out through himself,
yeah,
that you can buy online for $5 is even better.
It's very good. It's different. I don't think it's better or worse. I think it's totally different. It's kind of like, no, I'm not going to compare it to that because that doesn't make sense. It's very good. Just listen to it. Anybody that listens to this already listens to it. I'm not going to shed any light on anything new. Wow, number category 34, best gospel/contemporary Christian music performance. It went to Jesus from a track from Leandria Johnson. So that's good.
I thought that they actually awarded
Jesus
posthumous or not posthumous?
It depends on how you look at it.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm bored already. Oh, man, the Grammys are boring. Oh, here's my one thesis of rock and roll. Do you get the New York Times at over, Tony?
I read it sometimes. I don't actually receive the paper version, okay. No.
You need to see the paper version of Monday's paper simply because the photos of Dave Grohl rocking out with the Foo Fighters make him look, on paper, like he's delivering the greatest performance of all time.
He always kind of looks like that. He really gets his face into it.
And he's got his hair is like perfectly in a circle, like literally everywhere.
He's wearing a Slayer shirt. Yeah, you beat me to it. I thought that was... I was having a hard time deciding whether that was cool or not, and then I decided that was fucking cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And he's got his own custom-made guitar. But on paper, looks can't be beat. In reality, could easily be beat.
Easily
could be beat. So there you go, kids.
What's the name of the drummer of Foo Fighters, the blonde guy? Is it Chris?
Taylor Hawkins.
So I'm not Chris at all. What was he wearing? What was that T-shirt? It was like the NASA logo, and it said T something.
Oh, I didn't look. I'm sorry.
I was really intrigued by that. I guess I'll never know.
I could just look in the paper if you want. You could probably find it still.
Okay. All right. Well, cool.
Well, on that note, thanks for doing this, Tony. We're going to record one of these for the Oscars quite soon. Get your Oscar picks ready. I'm going to go with Bruce Springsteen sweeping the Academy this year. So likely pick.
All right.
All right, what artist? Okay. Talk to you later, Tony.
Thanks. Bye.